appointment of Robert Flory here on July 16th, 1995, downtown Santa Cruz, approaching the Metro Center, looking for interviews on the youth curfew. I'm down here at the Metro Center. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm with
Camille
and Gary.
And Camille, you're a young person. You're under 18.
Yes.
And there's a law coming up here in the county that would make it illegal for you to be out after 10 o'clock at night unless under certain circumstances you were going to school or a job, something like that. What's your feeling about that kind of a law, and what's it like to be under 18 here in Santa Cruz downtown at the Metro?
Well, I just got here yesterday, so
I see.
I can't really...
Not an expert at the moment.
Yeah, but I feel that, I feel that it's a way that they're able to control the government and people who want to watch us, like the governor, the mayor, and want to control us and watch every step we make. It's another step towards martial law in order to keep us from doing what we want to do, freedom, you know.
Where are you from?
I'm from Philly.
And what's the situation in Philadelphia? You just come from there? Or?
About a month ago.
And you've been young on the streets of Philadelphia?
Yes.
And what's it like there?
Well, around midnight, usually, that's when the cops start. I think the curfew there is like 10 on weeknights and midnight on the weekends. It's not really enforced too bad, but if they do bother you, they just check and see if you're a runaway. And then they ask you just to leave the area so you won't get in trouble again.
So you have not actually been arrested in...
No.
Once, at one time, we were sleeping in the park. You got arrested, yeah, that night.
Yeah.
Tried to stab a cop.
No, I didn't. Let me tell
you. Well, you had a knife in your throat. You were going to try to stab you.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, I was sleeping in a park. I didn't have a place to stay, and somebody came up behind me and, like, grabbed me. And, like, I was threatened. You know, you don't grab someone. And so, but it was a cop. The cop shouldn't have grabbed me that way either. I was just sleeping. I wasn't, like, you know, harming anyone, you know. So I had a knife on me and I, like, pulled it out. I didn't stab him, though, but...
And so you were simply defending yourself?
Simply defending myself, yes.
And you two were together?
I wasn't with
him. I was by myself.
And as a woman alone on the streets, have you been in that position much, or do you generally find yourself gravitating to either groups of women or other men?
I've been by myself quite a few times and haven't had much problems. I've had some, though, and I'm street smart, so I've worked my way out of them.
Is this your first time in Santa Cruz?
Yes.
And what's your initial impression of the town?
I think it's all right. I kind of like it. It's, some people are kind of uptight about us, you know, because we're not tax-paying citizens.
And how has this uptightness shown itself?
Even just by being friendly with people, I try talking to them, like, hey, what's up? And they just totally ignore you, walk away, just walk by, you know? Like, you don't even exist, you know?
What about, say, people around the metro here?
Right around this area, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Here.
Right here, yeah.
Any hassles from police or what we call the green-shirted hosts?
Or like on the boardwalk, the green-shirted...
Well, there's actually, they patrol the mall. They're a little, they're supposed to be friendly helpers, but actually they also regard themselves as the eyes and ears of the police department.
Okay.
And they tell people to get up, they can't sit down on the sidewalk, all that sort of thing. And I wonder if you've had any contact with
them. Well, no, I haven't had any contact, really. I mean, this is only my first day here, but I feel that they're trying to take away a right for us to commune anywhere we want, you know? I mean, they're afraid of us, obviously.
You're saying here in Santa Cruz, or are you talking about
in general, and here, if that's the law, if that's a rule that they're trying to make, like, you know, then, yeah, basically anywhere. I've known a lot of places that are like that. I mean, there'll be three people sitting on a corner, and they'll be like, get out, you know, you're not allowed to sit here, and, you know, and first of all, it was my ancestors' land before anybody else's.
Who were your ancestors?
The Lakota.
Yes. And what about this Indian-looking guy you got with? Who's this man?
Where? Philadelphia, too, yeah.
And your ancestors are? Virginia?
Yeah, Powhatan, yeah, Virginia.
And how old are you?
18.
And what's your, you just got here,
Yeah, I've been in California a couple times before then, so I'm used to California. It's a nice area, pretty easy going, I guess, but, it's, you know, cops can be a hassle and stuff. Like last night, we were trying to find a place to sleep, and we just been sleeping on the beach coming all the way down the coast, and when we got here, it was like a problem. They had cops patrolling the area, and you weren't allowed to sleep on the beach, so we had
to find a place to sleep?
Slept on tennis courts. Yeah.
And you didn't get hassled there?
Nah, some guys were shooting heroin and stuff, but, you know, that's about it. Don't bother me any.
they need to go right to the source. I mean, there weren't people down there shooting heroin, you know? I mean, like, other places, and they weren't patrolled, you know? They're going to the places where people need to sleep, where it's more, where people won't mess with us, where people, where it's safer, you know? And, I mean, where we had to sleep, there was a guy shooting heroin, three of them, you know? I mean, is that so much safer than a beach without people, you know what I mean? They should let people who need to sleep, sleep there.
There's a, in Santa Cruz, there's a famous no sleeping law, which makes it illegal to sleep after 11 o'clock at night in any place except a house. So it's something we've all been concerned about, even those of us who have houses. I think that's ridiculous. Some of us do. Anything you want to say? I'm doing a radio show tomorrow called Bathurst Spears Broadside. It's about poorer people in Santa Cruz, young people in Santa Cruz, people on the streets. And it's a civil liberties kind of show. So anything else you wish to say to the 17 listeners who will be hearing this?
That's about it. Yeah.
That's about it, man. Just peace and love.
Thank you.
Ladies.
I heard a few of my bombs, and I'm stopping for meeting, but they should be able to take off any minute now for the meal, which has moved down to the mall here on Sunday briefly. What's happening in Philadelphia with Food Not Bombs?
They're very popular and very big. They've been at the Wooden Shoe in the A Space in West Philly. They do a lot of discussions, a lot of like feeding people, you know, free meals all the time, and
you can get like three, four meals a week there.
Yeah.
Dinner and people get together and eat. It's a good time.
And you know the truth about what's going on, you know?
True. So hustle down there, get some food. I'm doing interviews on youth curfew. Anybody interested in that?
Youth curfew?
Yes, the youth curfew. Youth curfew.
There's one?
They're talking about instituting one.
No. In this town?
Right, now hold it. This, yes, in this town. Your name is?
Sarah Neal.
And you're?
Autumn Woolley. Autumn.
Okay, Sarah, first of all, you said no immediately. Autumn, why do you say no?
Because that just doesn't seem very fair.
I want to go out
for kids to have to be in by a certain time, like as long as they're not hurting anything or anyone. We should be able to have friends. I would have rebelled. That's what's going to happen. They'll rebel if they have to, like, be home by a certain time or can't be down on the street or whatever. People will totally rebel.
Well, what happens if they do get caught? Then what's are kids going to be fined at the age of 15 because they were out at a certain the wrong time at night? Or are we going to start putting them in jail? Or do we already have enough problems already? Or what? Where's Femi?
Where?
Yeah, what is it going to be?
It's a form of combined juvenile hall.
What are you doing?
And also finding the parents.
Oh. So then so it's going to be a curfew for a certain time, and kids under a certain age aren't going to be allowed to be out?
Unless you are going to school, coming back from some kind of public event.
That's ridiculous. Seriously.
Have you been, how long have you lived here in this area?
Born and raised. I've lived here all my life.
And have you been had any problems with police yourself, or have you seen any of your friends as young people have any problems?
Skateboarder. I have a lot of skateboarding friends who always have problems, but it's never been a certain, like, a nighttime thing. Have they been having problems with kids at night or something? That just seems so ridiculous.
No, I'm not aware that there's been a particular problem with kids, although I presume that there's the usual, you know, the ongoing problem that there's not enough housing, they don't like people squatting, don't you like drug use or abuse, that sort of thing. They don't like skateboarders.
Just see this real quick.
I'm done.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Here's your pen.
Have a great day.
I don't know. That's out of control.
He has got beautiful eyes.
How old are you?
I'm 19. I'll be 20 next month.
And as a person who was under 18, when you were under 18, did you have places you could go in town? How did you spend your time?
I was living up in the San Lorenzo Valley at that time, and there were a lot of parties that I went to at night. So there's usually, you know, somebody's house to go to, but I do realize that in Santa Cruz, there's not much for us to do. I mean, people under 21 to do at all. There's not much at all. And so, I mean, people don't want to just sit at home at night, and people, you know, if they can't go, you know, we can't get into a lot of the dance clubs, whatever. There's Palookaville, but that's about it. And, like, we at least like to be able to roam around at night.
So I can get both of you.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We at least like to hang out. Like, I like to come down here and just walk up and down the mall, you know, and hang out at night and window shop at night and just see people. Friends. You see your friends and you meet new people.
And how old are you, Autumn?
I'm 20.
And when you were under 18, were you living here in this area?
Yes.
And what was the situation for you?
Yeah,
did you spend much time in the streets? Did you get much hassle because of your age? How did it feel to be young in Santa Cruz?
Well, there's nothing to do in Santa Cruz except for go down to the beach with your friends at night, or walk around downtown, or drink. But like, you can't even like go to a movie. Like, movies are even too expensive now, especially for kids who are making $4.25 an hour and can't, you know, they can't make it, you know. It's too, there's nothing to do here for a bit.
And we don't like to sit at home and watch TV or go out to the movies. I mean, we like to see people. I think that this community is very active and, like, very, we like to be around people. And I know that a lot of people don't like to sit at home and do nothing.
People here seem to be really social and really friendly for the most part. I mean, everyone's, of course, not always friendly, but...
Now, do you find, both of you, that there's much, like, class stratification? I mean, did you find yourself that people who have made a lot more money than you did didn't as freely associate with you as people who made about the same amount as your parents, and similarly, poor people were you?
I've never noticed that kind of stuff. I've never really paid attention to it, I guess. I don't know. That would be really deep. I'd have to think about that one.
How about you, Adam?
I think that with me, like, and the people that I have been friends with for the majority of my life, the money thing never seems to have been a problem. Like, we were all friends, no matter what our parents did.
There are some people in our group.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But just because of the money, we didn't like discriminate against them for not having money, or their parents not having money, or because they have a different lifestyle. Me myself, I tend to attract people who are needing and, you know, need things and want things, and I always try to help them out because I am more fortunate than others and I appreciate that. So I've always just kind of helped others who aren't as fortunate as me and such.
Any homeless friends?
Oh yeah. I totally have had homeless friends. Yeah. Absolutely. It's very sad. After you go out one night or something and I'm like going home to mom and dad's or whatever and, oh, you can just drop me off anywhere, I don't have anywhere to go. And that's like really hard because when I'm like going to go home and get in a warm shelter and stuff, and then they don't get to.
Do you know everybody in this group?
Yeah.
Anybody here under 18?
They are.
Yeah.
You're under 18.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jamie,
what do you think of the curfew proposal?
The one where they're gonna... I don't know, I hate it. I think it's dumb.
Okay, now, what do you do when you're under 18?
I've known Jamie for years.
Since before she was born.
I see. You knew her as an embryo, pretty much.
Yes.
I see.
I just had to fill that in.
I see.
For the record.
So Jimmy, tell me, what does a person under 18 here who's a woman do in Santa Cruz? And what do you feel about the idea of arresting people who are out after, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night on weekdays? I think it's 11 or 12 on Sundays. So how old are you?
I'm 17.
It's probably not going to affect you because you'll turn 18 pretty quick.
I'll turn 18 in November.
It will affect you if it passes for a couple months.
That's so out of control. It's going to get crazy. People are going to
because I was in Boise, Idaho just recently, and I got arrested for curfew because curfew is 12 o'clock.
But tell me about this. Give me more details. This is for a radio show.
I was going to a dance club, and I just went inside. I was just about to get inside, and the cop pulled my arm, and he said, "How old are you?" And I'm 17, and he arrested me. And they had to have,
a guardian come sign for me to get out. And it was lame, because there was like 30 other kids in there who all got arrested for the same thing. It's a waste of paperwork. It's a waste of money.
So, well, what about those who say that...
It takes like
15 to 20 minutes. Lots of violence, crime increases among young people after a certain hour. Kids should be at home.
Oh, shit!
It's hard for me to frame the right arguments around this because I don't believe in it myself, but...
I work nights.
Crime goes up, is that what you're saying? Is crime goes up?
You don't think... Well, you, do you think that... is there any need at all for a curfew?
Yeah, I think for people like maybe 15.
So for younger people, you would in fact support it.
Yeah, seriously, like, I don't know. I think like past 16, you pretty much make your own choices. If I was 16 years or under,
Adam's group,
and somebody told me that it was time for me to go home, and I didn't want to, it wouldn't be very fun. Like, seriously, people will rebel. Like, I think there are people who are out of control and that need to, like, be, like, settled down. Like, okay, time for you to go home. You know what I mean? But, like, people are more, the younger people are really smart. Like, they...
A lot of them are on their own already. Like, their families are messed up and such,
and they're already on their own, so they already have to make these big decisions. And then when they're 16 and have their own place with friends, and then they say, oh, time for you to go home, you know, like, you know what, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I can't find the right words exactly.
They're already handling a lot of life problems themselves, and they aren't about to be treated like 2-year-olds, is what you're saying. So
exactly.
Now there's also there's a question of are young women who are on the streets likely to fall prey to things like pimps, prostitution, drug abuse, things of that sort?
Not all, but some, I'm sure. Yeah, but what are you saying, like?
Would curfew laws be relevant here? You can get invited to talk about this if you want. Come on over. What's your name?
My name's Jenny.
Jenny, how old are you?
17. I'm almost 18.
Right.
6 days.
Yeah. And we're talking about the proposed curfew laws that the county is considering passing.
For what time?
Well, now that's a good question.
I'm wandering around this town like
late at night, every night.
Right. Do you see that there is a problem that requires curfew laws, for instance? If forced prostitution of young women,
if they're gonna do it during the day. Why would it matter late at night?
They'll do it anyways if they need money.
Prostitutes aren't just a night thing.
Do it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
what do you think is necessary for people who are young in this town? What do you need as a group? What isn't here that should be here? What should be changed that you think would be beneficial? Drinking age should be changed?
Yeah, to 18, like in Mexico.
You get in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, we'd save a lot of money, you know, not having to bust all these kids for drinking in public underage. That's the only time I've ever had a curfew, was when I got in trouble.
Are you 100% happy?
With the law, so...
So the drinking age is one thing. What about facilities? You're probably from your family is not a poor family, I would say.
No.
You have many friends who are poor.
I have friends who don't live at home. She lives with me.
So you're a poor person.
But we get by, so.
So what kind of a job? What's your name again?
My name's Jamie.
And Jamie, what kind of a job do you have?
I don't have a job. I babysit at night sometimes, but I'm trying to get a job at Eric's Deli.
How many people your age are working? Like, you're not working yourself.
I'm working.
What are you doing?
I work at a tanning salon.
Okay. And is that a job you do like 4 hours a day, 2 hours a day?
Usually 7 hours a day every other day.
Really?
Under the table, $5 an hour.
Now, how many people are in your situation in terms of having work or needing work who is, let's say, 17?
That are around me, like my friends?
Yes, or the you know of.
Jamie and my friend Melanie.
So the majority of your friends in this group need
to work and are working?
Yeah.
Like, well, she works every once in a while. She almost got a job at Little Caesars.
All your secrets are coming out here.
But she'd rather get drunk at a day party than go to a job interview.
Okay. Which leads us to another question. What about alcohol? Is it a problem for many people in your age group?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like alcoholism?
Is it a problem for you?
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do.
So what would you think there should be to do that might be helpful in changing this?
Change the drinking age to 18.
Well, then you could drink more, and you wouldn't be jailed for it, but that wouldn't stop you from being alcoholic. You'd still be bored, you'd still be drinking.
Open up a big, party place. No, because then you'd be able to drink.
Yeah, open up more places where you can get in
under 18. Yeah, under 21, under 18.
Okay. So another voice is sounding. What's your name?
Melanie.
Melanie, what about you? Are you a drinker?
Fuck yeah.
Is alcohol a problem in your life?
No.
No, it's a solving of all my
issues. She'll stop shaking when she drinks.
So would you call yourself an alcoholic? But you don't see this.
No. I'm quite good.
Is curfew changed in the alcoholic conversation?
What? We're moving from curfews to alcohol. Because I got three experts on alcohol here.
We are the experts.
So I was asking what kind of changes downtown would be helpful for people under 18?
Get the cops on the street so the drunks can roam.
I think get better cops that understand more, that are more nice cops.
They're not so violent,
childhood,
angry at
alcohol.
Say
it again.
They kind of don't make you play your alcohol.
Go party,
y'all.
That's so bad.
I'm swimming with me, I don't care.
So would you call alcohol primary drug of abuse in your generation?
Yeah, maybe.
You guys under 18? Because they're looking for testimony on the youth curfew and also other stuff. They're proposing youth curfew, and what do you guys think about it? What's your name?
Youth curfew?
Yeah.
Under 18?
Yeah.
I don't know. It should be their choice. But whoever it is, if they want to stay out of it.
And you are? Yeah. The under 18?
Yeah.
What do you think of the idea of having a law that says you have to be... Should there be a curfew for people under 18? Should there be a curfew for people under 14? Should there be a curfew?
No curfews.
No curfews. It should be up to the parents.
Yeah.
It should be up to the parents and the kids. Yeah. It's a decision between parents and their kids.
It's a mutual choice.
Yeah. In your families, are most of you, and this may be a difficult question to answer candidly, are you on good enough terms with your parents to be able to work things out with them, or do you think that police intervention is ever needed?
My mom carried me in the house last night.
What did you say? Said my mom carried me in the house last night.
Yeah,
last
she night was very great. She washed your shoes.
Yeah, because she drew
it.
Yeah,
your parents, because
it all be... Your name is?
Brandon.
It shouldn't be up to the parents.
Because everyone would pretty much be the same old person, you know?
I don't think it should be up to the parents, because my parents are
late. Well, the assembly said that there shouldn't be a curfew because the police, they should be worked out between parents and their kids, rather than between the police.
I'm not here speaking of alcoholism.
Yeah. Right. I'm actually, we're talking about number subjects, so you're right.
But, curfew, I think it's up to your parents. Whenever they say you should be home, you should be home.
I think it should be up to yourself.
Not when you're too young to know
you
want to
go home, you go home. And if you're partying on, you're partying on. If you're too drunk to get there, you'll stay the night at the party.
So there are lots of parties going on that we older folks just don't know about, obviously.
Everyone should be responsible for themselves,
I think.
Okay. Any issues you think that people should be more aware of in Santa Cruz? Thank you. That they're not aware of around people who are under 18.
Issues?
Legalize marijuana.
This is an under 18 person?
No.
Well, she was under 18. What's your name?
Michelle.
You aren't under 18, but you were recently, or?
I'm 19.
Well, this wouldn't affect you, the new curfew. but still would affect people you know, so. Yeah.
Plus, I don't have ID, so they probably send me home anyways.
You look young. You look younger than your years. What can we say?
Yeah, I look older than him.
Yeah, 27 people. Yeah, what?
Older.
It's possible. It depends. You look a little, maybe hungover.
Well, she uses a brush.
You don't look bad. You both look great. But then again, that's just my opinion. I'm prejudiced, you know.
You're prejudiced against hungover people?
No, I'm prejudiced in favor of attractive young women. So I'm prejudiced.
Yeah, I'm almost laid down on concrete. He's looking really good. I'm all... Wait, you know that's against the law.
It is illegal to lie down in the downtown district.
And do you have a question?
Yeah. Anything else you two want to add?
Where are the drinking games?
Hey, thank you both very much. So it's 4 o'clock on the mall. That was an interview with a number of young people. Actually, most of them over 18, 19 or so, but some of them under 18.
Inviting folks to come up and support us in person. Anyone who would like to do that can get in touch with us. Our voicemail is 707-441-6896. If folks want to come up, we can, you know, set them up with a place to stay for the 7th and for the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Will you feed them?
Yeah, they can eat at Food Not Bombs.
So you actually have people who are going to, in case these people do go to jail, there are others who are willing to take their place?
Oh, absolutely. I have a call on the other line.
I'm going to let you get back to that call.
Okay.
Thanks again and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm on the line now with Crossroads Chris, a local homeless activist and civil rights advocate who has been keeping a close eye on the homeless scene for the last couple of years and has been an outspoken voice against restrictions of rights on the poor and the need for people to have legalized places.
How you doing, Chris?
Highway woman, 150 homeless campers who've been there since 87 or so.
Actually, 200.
Right. The numbers are high. The site is clean. Everyone owns their own tent. It's nothing like Phoenix where nobody owns anything. The site is clean. It's naturally limiting by virtue of its space. And the so-called open air shelter committee of the mayor is going to displace the campers. You just told me the armory's not going to open until December 1. Regardless, the campers are going to be displaced, regardless of whether the armory's open. But regardless of whether the armory's open or not, the plan the community has is to...
Sorry, can you hold for a moment, Chris?
Sure.
KJ, you're on tape right now, unless you object. You can object.
I'm having a roof put in over my head right now.
Okay, I'm talking to Kimberly Carter, who is coordinator of the Above the Line Community Consortium. Hang on a second, KJ. Okay, Kimberly, you've been working for about 7 or 8 months now to establish shelter for young people. Earlier on, you funded the open-air shelter program for the summer by getting together merchant service, social service providers, and activists. What's happening now?
What's happening now is that we're focusing on...
That's the part.
Longtime observer on the homeless scene and recently had some rather pungent criticisms of the plan to relocate or actually disperse 150 to 200 campers currently legally sleeping at the open air shelter by putting on a community house, a Citizens Committee for the Homeless Project, which would displace it in April and give the campers no place to return to. Chris, what's your thoughts on that?
By building trailers for drunks, derelicts, and the insane, these people who get no money by virtue of their sanity, sobriety, and rugged individualism will be displaced by people who get money by virtue of their insanity and sobriety and incompetence. That seems completely bass-ackward. Now, this is the only one-quarter acre in the entire county in which the sleep deprivation law criminalizing the state of unconsciousness at night is suspended. You could see this as Article 3901 at the local scruz.politics news group if you want to read the text.
If you're on the internet.
Right.
I think this is a very interesting article, Crystal. I take issue with you in your saying that people are, that we have the sober types that are going into the, or the drunks are going into the program and the sober folks are on the field. I think that it's a mixture in both cases, but I will say that the people on the field, they're often criticized for taking drugs or drinking in their tents or some such thing.
You'd expect people are not going to be as sociable or civil, and why should they be if their right to exist in a state of unconsciousness at night is criminalized? This is some kind of psychological sadism.
Well, people need a place to be legal at night. No question about it. No question about it.
The cheapest, fastest, and safest solution is to allow camping. This doesn't require hardly any amount of money that's being spent, for instance, in the vacant building, which the city bought $800,000 to buy, that $5,000 mortgage on it. They took them 2 years to get...
You're talking about the Day Resource Center, right?
It took them 2 years to get the showers in.
Well, Chris, I'm real sorry I cut you so late. For our audience's benefit, Chris has a number of rather telling criticisms to make, some of which I agree with, some of which I don't, but I'm going to try to invite him to be a guest on a later program, and I thank you, Chris. I've got to run, otherwise we'd talk longer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
end of the day, there's nothing but trouble.